You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The 1st of September is around the corner. It will be a Sunday, but nonetheless, it will be the day that the two-pot system takes into effect. That is, of course, the retirement amendments we've been discussing for the longest period of time. And in all of these discussions, we seemingly have forgotten very important fact around that is that there are tax implications to these discussions. Who better to go into these tax discussions with than the Commissioner at the South African Revenue Services, Commissioner Edward Kiesvetter. He joins me now on the line to take a look at some of these implications. Good evening, Commissioner. Lovely to speak to you again. Let's start with the first and most important implication is that everybody needs to be registered for tax if they are looking to withdraw from these funds.
And that's an important criteria, Jimmy, because firstly, we expect that most taxpayers will in any case be registered. Many of them will be formally employed and therefore their affairs would be managed through their payroll. But just in case some taxpayers may for any reason have fallen off that, we are reminding them that they should register if they are not registered. And maybe some of them have retired and are, you know, earlier but are in a deferred arrangement. They would not be employed currently, but may still want to access their pension fund. So registration, an important first requirement, even before you apply for the directive.
Commissioner, many might be asking why the Revenue Services is taxing the savings pot. I mean, everybody would have contributed to these benefits over a large period of time, for some over many years. Why are the withdrawals themselves being taxed? Something to do with the contributions, I'd imagine?
Yes. So when we make contribution to pension funds, retirement funds, whether it's our normal or a retirement annuity that we may take out in addition to contribution to our employment-related pension funds, the contribution is not taxed. And so you're only taxed on your after-retirement fund contributions. Now, the idea is, under normal circumstances, you will not touch this money until you actually retire. And for most people, once they retire, their earnings drop, and therefore their marginal tax rate will drop, and therefore they will actually pay less tax. Now that they're withdrawing this money earlier, then the portion that they are withdrawing is subject to tax firstly. But more importantly, what taxpayers must realize is not only will they be subject to tax on that amount will be added to their total income for that year, and that will set or determine the rate at which it will be taxed. Any under or over deduction at the time of the withdrawal will, as is normally the case once a year when filing season comes up and we do an assessment, will then be reconciled and set either as a refund to a taxpayer who may have over contributed or as an additional tax for those who may be under.
I was going to get into that around the tax rate at which this is going to be taxed. So just to clarify, the withdrawals from the savings pot will be regarded as income in nature and therefore added to your incomes when the tax assessment is done. Is that correct, Commissioner?
Well, it is income, but it is deferred income. So all income is taxed with the exception that the income that you save for the rainy day is only taxed when you withdraw it to lessen the burden of tax to taxpayers while they are working. Now that you're withdrawing it, it's taxed, but it is then added back to the income that you have on that year, which is normally the case if you have multiple sources of income, whether it's bank interest, interest from a pension fund that you may have retired already, or interest from current employment. If you have two forms of income from different employers, if you're a contract or a part-time worker, ultimately all the income you received is added together, and then the tax rate at which tax is deducted is determined by the sum total of all income streams. And in this case, the withdrawal amount will be added to your total income for that particular year.
Commissioner, what about outstanding debts? What about someone that has an outstanding balance with the revenue services, a debit balance where the taxpayer owes some monies towards the revenue collections? Is the withdrawn amount going to be used to settle that first prior to the balance being released?
So that's the default position, that you make an application for an amount X, the directive will inform your pension fund how much is taxed. Then if, according to our records, you have a debt due, the pension fund will also be instructed to withhold that amount. Unless, and that's why we encourage taxpayers ahead of submitting a withdrawal request to make sure that all of these loose ends are tied up. Should a taxpayer want to enter into a debt repayment agreement, then they should preferably tell us ahead of the application again, because SARS takes into account that taxpayers may not always have the means to pay a debt when it is due, but they're not disputing the debt, and the Act provides a provision for us to enter into an arrangement which the taxpayer then has to honor. So the default position is expect that any debt owed to SARS, unless there's an arrangement in place, will be deducted.
Commissioner, are there other considerations to think about from a tax perspective related to the savings pot and potentially to all of the other pots? I mean, the old understanding of how the tax would have worked around the retirement savings was there was an exempt portion and that's now going to be deferred towards retirement. Are there other considerations that are coming up now that this new system will be implemented?
Nothing from a tax perspective. Obviously, those who withdraw will know that there's a once-off transfer of 10% of your current savings to put into the savings pot. The balance will stay in the retirement pot. But even this amount will be capped at 30,000. And so a taxpayer has to withdraw an amount between 2,000. There's no maximum that they can withdraw. But clearly in the first year, the maximum in that pot will be 30,000. And every year in the future, the contribution which is deducted will go in the same proportion to top up both pots. So that's from the design of the system. From a tax perspective, let me just summarize quickly. You must be registered for tax. Expect the tax calc to be conducted on your total income. That will be deducted. And then thirdly, any outstanding debt, unless there's an arrangement in place, will be deducted. So those are the issues. What I would like to remind taxpayers is they don't have to now rush off to our offices. They can use our various SARS channels. There's the online query system. There's the Mobi app. There's the WhatsApp app, which is 0800-117277 for the standard phones, the USSD phones. There's the *134*727# number. There's an SMS to 47277, and then there's SARS e-filing. So all of these checks can be done in the comfort of your home, and we really would encourage taxpayers not to come and join the long queues, but to check their current status. They can get a statement of account. They can make sure everything is up to date. They'll be informed if they have outstanding returns or if they have outstanding debt, and make sure that what we call you run a hygiene test on your tax file to make sure that when you apply for the directive, there won't be any unnecessary holdup.
Make sure your tax affairs are in order, because there certainly are tax implications to withdrawing from the savings pot come the 1st of September. I think we'll leave it at that, Commissioner. Thanks for the time and for the insights, Commissioner at the South African Revenue Services, Edward Kiesvetter, joining me to go through the tax implications of withdrawing from your savings pot.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.